So when you launched a vessel, how would you go around it?
Launching a vessel? Mm. It was always a last minute thing to get the vessel ready, and you'd work late into the night so you didn't disturb the boat builders that were working on it. We'd move it out, put the mast in, put it on the slipway, and then build a platform up the fore end with a little gantry to hang the bottle on. Bottle of champagne. Father always used to give the lady that was going to do the job a little bit of a message about how to bang it. You make sure you give it a good wallop. Don't just let it go. Give it a good punch. And we also used to, of course, just nick the bottle with a glass cutter, which helps it. Father did it a bit too much on one occasion, and the bottle went up before it actually got to the boat. So there was a mad rush around the around the town to find another bottle of champagne. And then, of course, she'd go down the slipway, and we always went sailing, with the exception of Jumbie, because she was a slightly different and built a slightly different part of the yard, and they couldn't actually put the mast in until she'd been launched. But other than that, we always went sailing the day the boat was launched.
So why would you have done that, to make sure she was all right in the water?
Well, and of course the customer ordered to. Mm. You know, he's got the boat in the water, he's going to use it. So you had to make sure that everything was working. Mm. But we never launch a new boat on a Friday. That's unlucky.
Why is it unlucky?
Just tradition. We did do two launches, to my knowledge, possibly three. A minute after midnight. Knowing that, you know, the owner wanted to use the boat the following day, and the tides were such. But no, Father would never launch a new boat on a Friday.